believe we have a choice in this world about how to tell sad stories. On the one hand, you can sugarcoat it, the way they do in movies and romance novels, where beautiful people learn beautiful lessons. When nothing is too messed up that can't be fixed, it's an apology in a Peter Gabriel song. I like that version as much as the next girl does, believe me. It's just not the truth. This is the truth. Sorry. Late in the winter of my 17th year, my mother decided that I was depressed.
She eats like a bird. She barely leaves the house.
I am not depressed, Mom.
She's reading the same book over and over.
She's depressed.
I'm not depressed. The booklets and the websites always list depression as a side effect of cancer. Depression is not a side effect of cancer. It's a side effect of dying. Which is what was happening to me.
I may switch you to Zoloft or Lexapro. And twice a day instead of once.
Why stop there? Really, just keep them coming. Like the Keith Richards of cancer kids.
Have you been going to that support group I suggested?
Yeah, it's not my thing.
Support groups can be a great way for you to connect with people who are...
Who are... What?
On the same journey.
Journey? Really?
Give it a chance. Who knows, you might even find it enlightening.
All right. You guys ready? We are gathered here today, literally, in the heart of Jesus.
We're here with JC.
Who wants to share their story with the group?
I'm Angel. I have acute myeloid leukemia.
Sid, acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
Hi, I'm PJ. I have neuroblastoma.
I'm Patrick. Testicular.
I'll spare you the gory details of Patrick's ball cancer. Basically, they found it in his nuts. They cut most of it out, and he almost died, but he didn't die. So now, here he is, divorced, friendless, living on his parents' couch, avoiding his cancer-tastic past in the heart of Jesus, literally, to show us that one day, if we're lucky, we could be just like him.
Who's next? Hazel?
I'm Hazel. Thyroid originally, but now with quite the impressive satellite colony in my lungs.
And how are you doing?
You mean besides the terminal cancer? All right, I guess.
We're here for you, Hazel. Why don't I play another song?
Christ is our friend and he'll be there till the end. Christ is our friend and he'll be there till the end.
So, was it awesome?
Yeah, Mom, it was awesome!
And that was my life. Reality shows, doctor's appointment, 8 prescription drugs, 3 times a day, but worst of all, support group.
You cannot make me.
Of course we can. We're your parents.
Come on, we've been through this. You need to go. You need to make friends. Be a teenager.
Mom, if you want me to be a teenager, you don't send me to support group. You gotta, like, get me a fake ID so that I can go to clubs and drink gimlets and take pot.
You don't take pot?
Okay, well, that is the kind of thing I would know with a fake ID.
Can you just get in the car, please?
And so I went. Not because I wanted to or because I thought it would help me, but for the same reason I did anything these days. To make my parents happy.
I really don't understand why I can't just drive myself. It's not like you're going to do anything. You're just going to sit here and wait again.
Of course I'm not. No, I've got stuff to do. I'm going to do errands.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah. I love you too.
Have fun.
The only thing worse than biting it from cancer is having a kid bite it from cancer.
Hey! Make some friends!
Oh, sorry. I'll take the stairs.
No problem.
Thank you. Sorry.
My bad.
I'm sorry.
Or maybe your friend here.
I'll share. Hey guys. Hi. I'm Isaac. I have a retinoblastoma. We had surgery on one eye when I was younger, so this is a glass eye. And then I'm going into the hospital to have another surgery to take out the other eye. So after that surgery, I'm just going to be totally blind. But I'm lucky because I have this beautiful smoking hot girlfriend who's way out of my league, Monica. And I have great friends like Augustus Waters, too. You know, helps me out. So, that's what's up. Thanks.
We're here for you, Isaac.
Thank you.
Your turn, Gus.
Yeah, sure. I'm Augustus Waters. I'm 18 years old, and I had a touch of osteosarcoma about a year and a half ago. So I lost this baby as a result. And now I'm part cyborg, which is awesome.
But really, I'm just here at Isaac's request.
Yep.
And how are you feeling, Gus?
I'm grand, yeah. I'm on a roller coaster that only goes up, my friend.
Maybe you'd like to share your fears with the group.
My fears? Oblivion.
Oblivion?
Yeah. You see, I intend to live an extraordinary life. To be remembered. So I'd say if I have any fears, it would be to not do that.
Would anyone else in the group like to speak to that? Hazel? Unexpected.
I just want to say that, you know, there's going to come a time when all of us are dead. There was a time before humans, and there's going to be a time after, and it could be tomorrow, it could be a million years from now. And when it does, there will be no one left to remember Cleopatra, or Muhammad Ali, or Mozart, let alone any of us. Oblivion's inevitable. And if that scares you, then I suggest you ignore it. God knows it's what everyone else does.
Well, that's some good advice.
I like all this, because it's really nice to hear everybody tell each other.
Literally. I thought we were in a church basement, but apparently we were literally in the heart of Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
What's your name?
Hazel.
And what's your full name?
Hazel Grace Lancaster. What?
I didn't say anything.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you're beautiful.
Oh my God.
I enjoy looking at beautiful people. I decided a while back not to deny myself the simpler pleasures of existence, particularly, as you so astutely pointed out, we're all going to die pretty soon.
Okay, well, that's great, but I am not beautiful.
Hi, Lisa.
I like it when you say it first.
I like it when you say it first.
Okay. Always.
Always?
Just always.
Always is like the thing, like they'll always love each other
always.
And whatnot.
Always?
Always.
They probably texted always to each other like 14 million times this year.
Gotta be hurting her boob.
Let's go watch a movie.
What?
Huh?
I'm free later this week. We could...
No, I mean now.
You could be an axe murderer.
There's always that possibility. Come on, Hazel Grace. Take a risk.
I don't... Really? That is disgusting.
What?
What, do you think that that's cool or something? You just ruined this whole thing.
The whole thing?
Yes, this whole thing.
Oh, man.
Ugh, you were doing really well, too. God, there's always a Hamartia, isn't there? And yours is, even though you had freaking cancer, you're willing to give money to a corporation for the chance to acquire even more cancer? Let me just tell you that not being able to breathe sucks. It totally sucks.
Hamartia.
It's a fatal flaw.
Fatal... Hazel Grace, they don't actually hurt you unless you light them.
Hmm?
I never lit one. It's a metaphor, see? You put the thing that does the killing right between your teeth. But you never give it the power to kill you. A metaphor.
Hey, sweetheart, is it top bottle time? No. I've made plans with Augustus Waters.
Yeah, I failed my test a couple times.
You don't say.
Actually, the fourth time I took the test, it was going about how this is going. And when it was over, the instructor looks over at me. And she says, you're driving, while unpleasant, it's not technically unsafe.
Cancer proof.
Total cancer proof. So, tell me about you.
I was 13 when they found it. Pretty much worst case scenario. Thyroid, stage 4. Not much they could do. Which didn't stop them, of course. Surgery, radiation, chemo, more radiation. All of which worked for a while. But then stopped working. And then one day, my lungs started filling up with water.
Nurse! We need a nurse right now!
I couldn't breathe. No one could get it under control.
You can let go, sweetie. Don't be afraid.
That should have been the end. But then something strange happened. The antibiotics kicked in, they drained the fluid from my lungs. I got some strength back. Next thing I know, I found myself in an experimental trial. You know, the ones that are famous in the Republic of Cancervania for not working? It's called Phalanxifer. It didn't work in over 70% of the patients, but for some reason, it's been working for me. So they called it the miracle. Of course, my lungs still suck at being lungs, but theoretically, they could continue to suck like this for, I don't know, a while maybe.
So are you back in school?
I got my GED, so I'm taking classes at MCC.
Whoa, a college girl! Well, that explains the aura of sophistication.
Oh,
oops. Welcome to my humble abode. My folks call them encouragements. Don't ask. Hi, guys.
Hey. Hi. New friend?
Yeah. This is Hazel Grace.
Hey. Oh, it's just Hazel.
How's it going, just Hazel?
Hi, Hazel. How are you?
Yeah, we're going upstairs. Bye.
Bye.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
This is it. Augusto World.
This is my room.
Wow. It's an impressive collection.
Yeah, I used to play.
Do you mind if I sit down?
Yeah.
Make yourself at home. Mi casa es tu casa.
Sorry, the stairs and the standing.
Yeah, I understand. Seriously, are you okay?
Yeah.
All right. What's your story?
I already told you. I was diagnosed with cancer.
No, not your cancer story. Your real story. Your interests, your hobbies, your passions, your weird fetishes.
Weird fetishes?
Come on, just think of something. The first thing that pops in your head. Something you love.
An Imperial Affliction.
Okay. What's that?
It's a novel. It's my favorite novel.
Wait, does it have zombies in it?
Zombies? No.
Stormtroopers?
No. It's not that kind of a book.
Okay, what's it about?
Cancer.
About cancer?
But not like that. Trust me. It's amazing. The author, his name is Peter Van Houten. He's the only person I've ever come across in my life who, A, understands what it's like to be dying, but B, hasn't actually died.
Okay. I will read this horrible book with this very boring title that does not include zombies or stormtroopers in an exchange.
You will read this. This haunting yet brilliant novelization of my favorite video game.
Counterinsurgents.
Yeah, don't laugh. It's awesome. It's about honor and sacrifice and bravery and heroism. It's about embracing your destiny and leaving a mark on the world.
Oh, thank you.
Well, wait, your hands are so cold.
Oh, they're not so much cold. It's just under-oxygenated.
Hazel Grace?
Hmm?
I love it when you talk medical to me.
That's different. Did he give it to you?
By it, do you mean herpes?
Wow. Yes, I did. It's a mother's dream. Hey, don't worry.
Oh my God, Mom, don't worry. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
We just hung out. It's not like I'm waiting for him to call me.
I've been in search of stones, making up the pavement of less-traveled roads, mining for treasure deep in my bones that I never found. Tried institutions of the mind and soul. Could be something as simple as this. Something as simple as this.
Yeah. Try it. Today, in China, International Goji Berry Day. Great.
I like the color.
Mm-hmm. This is the dried.
Uh-huh. They're very good.
They're good, right?
Mm-hmm. So do they eat a lot of goji berries on Goji Berry Day?
We do.
They must. We do. We're gonna do it for them. We're gonna decide.
I did something with a dessert even just to try to keep the goji berries going.
Oh my God!
Because they're an amazing antioxidant.
I didn't even know you had a dessert.
Mm-hmm. That's great things. Family.
Well, I like
it.
It's
a big deal in our house every
year.
We
should do it every year.
Every year.
We should do it every year.
I know.
I really do like this. Honey, would you like to be excused?
What?
Hazel Grace!
Welcome to the sweet torture of reading an Imperial Fiction.
But you are breaking all the rules.
What is, are you okay?
And now I'm breaking all the rules.
Yeah, I am excellent.
I
am, however, with Isaac, and Isaac, does support group Hazel make this better or worse? Isaac, focus on me.
Been wasting all my
I hope asking you get here.
You gone.
Great, all right, well, the door's open, so
I gotta run. Bye.
Hello?
Hazel. Isaac, yo, Hazel Grace from the support group is here.
Hi.
Hi. Gentle reminder.
Mm-hmm. Isaac's in the midst of a psychotic episode right now.
You look really nice, by the way. I like this color on you.
Thank you.
Isaac! Isaac, Hazel's here.
Hey, Isaac.
Hey, Hazel.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
It seems Isaac and Monica are no longer going concern.
Oh, Isaac, I'm so sorry. Do you want to talk about it?
No, I just want to cry and play video games.
However, you know, it doesn't hurt to talk to him if you have any sage words of feminine advice.
I actually think that his response is fairly appropriate.
Pain demands to be felt.
You're quoting my book.
She said she wanted to break up with me before the surgery. But she couldn't handle it. I'm about to lose my eyesight and she can't handle it. I kissing always to her, you know, like always. And she kept like talking over me and not saying it back. And like, it was like I was gone already, you know? And
yeah, sometimes people don't understand the promises that they're making when they make them.
I know, but I feel like such a loser. I still have her necklace on.
Take it off.
Dude, take that off.
Yeah.
Here we go, man. Here we go.
Kick.
Don't hit that. Don't hit that. Dude. Hit this.
Sorry.
I've been wanting to call you for a few days now, but I've been waiting until I could form a coherent thought about Imperial Affliction. One second. Isaac! Pillows don't break. You need to break something. Try this.
The trophy?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I've been looking for a way to tell my father I kind of hate basketball. Go to town! An Imperial Affliction.
Yes. I'm so glad that you liked it.
Yes, I did. But the ending.
I know. It is rather abrupt.
Rather abrupt? Are you kidding? It's evil! I mean, I understand that she dies, but there's an unwritten contract between author and...
Yeah?
Cool?
Sure.
Between author and reader. And I feel like ending your book in the middle of a sentence sort of violates that contract. Don't you think?
Okay. Yes, I know what you mean, but... I mean, to be completely honest, I think it's just so truthful. You know, you just die in the middle of life. You die in the middle of a sentence. And I don't know. But I really would like to know what happens to the rest of, you know, everyone after Anna died.
Like Anna's mother.
Yes, and the Dutch tulip man.
And Sisyphus the hamster.
Yes.
Have you tried contacting this Peter Van Houten fellow?
I've written him so many letters, but he's never responded. Apparently he moved to Amsterdam and became a recluse and...
Shame.
Yeah.
Isaac, you feeling better, buddy? That's the thing about pain.
It demands to be felt.
Oh, I'll have to fix it. I'll get clean inside.
Hazel Grace.
And Gustus Wanders.
I cannot stop thinking about this goddamn book.
You're welcome.
However, we do need closure, don't you think?
That is exactly what I was asking Van Houten for in my letters.
But he never responded.
Nope.
Dear Mr. Waters, I am writing to thank you for your electronic correspondence. I am grateful to anyone who sets aside the time to read my book.
Augustus?
Yes?
What are you doing?
I may have found...
Van Houten's assistant. Emailed her.
Augustus.
She may have forwarded
that email on to Van Houten.
Shall I continue?
Oh my god, go.
I am particularly indebted to you, sir. Hazel Grace, he just called me sir.
Augustus, keep reading.
Both for your kind words about an imperial affliction, and for taking the time to tell me that the book, and here I quote you directly, meant a great deal to you and your friend Hazel Grace.
Oh, you did not.
Of course I did.
To answer your question, no, I have not written anything else, nor will I.
I do not feel like continuing to share my thoughts with readers would benefit either them or me. However, thank you for your
generous email. Yours most sincerely, Peter Van Houten. So yeah, that just happened.
Oh my god.
I've been trying to tell you I'm kind of awesome.
Do you think that I...
Check your inbox.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm freaking out.
Dear Mr. Peter Van Houten, my name is Hazel Grace Lancaster. My friend Augustus Waters, who read your book, at my recommendation, just received an email from you at this address. I hope you will not mind that he share that email with me. I was wondering if you wouldn't mind answering a few questions I have about what happens after the end of the book. Specifically the following. Does Ava's mom marry the Dutch Tulip Man? And is the Dutch Tulip Man up to something, or is he just completely misunderstood? Lastly, I was hoping you could shed some light on Sisyphus the Hamster. These questions have haunted me for years, and I don't know how long I have left to get answers to them. I know that these are not important literary questions, and that your book is full of important literary questions, but I would just really like to know. And of course, if you ever do decide to write anything else, I would love to read it. Frankly, I'd read your grocery list. Yours with great admiration, Hazel Grace Lancaster.
Not bad.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit pretentious, but then again, Van Houten uses words like tendentious and bacchanalia, so... I think you'll like it.
Is it really 1 a.m.?
Is it?
Yeah, I guess it is.
I should probably go to sleep.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Perhaps okay will be our always.
Oh my god. Dear Ms. Lancaster, I cannot answer your questions, at least not in writing, because to do so would constitute a sequel, which you might publish or otherwise share on the internet. Not that I don't trust you, but how could I trust you? I barely know you. Should ever you find yourself in Amsterdam, do pay a visit at your leisure. What? Yours most sincerely, Peter Van Houten? Peter, oh my god, what is this life? Mom!
Hazel, what's wrong?
Mom, look at this. No, come here. Look.
What?
Yes, Peter Van Houten. Look what he said. Should ever you find yourself in Amsterdam, I have to go.
That's incredible.
He invited us to Amsterdam. Amsterdam.
Wow.
Can we go? I mean, do you think we could actually go?
I mean, Amsterdam, I want you to have everything you want in the world. But we don't have the money. You know, just like getting all the equipment over there. I don't know how to do that.
I'm sorry.
Hey, you. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Why don't you ask the genies? Use your wish.
I use it. Pre-miracle.
What'd you use it on? Not Disney. Hazel Grace. You did not go to Disney World. You did not
13.
Use your last dying wish to go to Disney World.
And Epcot Center.
Oh, my God.
It was actually a really fun trip.
The saddest thing I've ever heard in my entire
Goofy.
Life. Now I'm just embarrassed.
Why are you embarrassed?
I can't believe I have a crush on a girl with such cliche wishes. Terrible. You coming?
The most important thing in any MRI is to lie completely still. But that day, it was almost impossible.
Hey, guys, how are you?
I'm Mrs. Lancaster.
Hey, Rick Smith's jersey?
Yeah, it is indeed.
I love that guy.
I'm Augustus Waters.
Nice to meet you, Michael.
Good to see you.
Hi, Miss Lancaster.
Good to see you.
Hi, Hazel Grace.
Hi.
How would you like to go on a picnic with me?
I would love to go on a picnic with you.
Shall we?
No, I smell like hospital, so I should just change.
So, you're a survivor yourself, huh?
Yeah. You know, I didn't cut this fella off for the hell of it.
Although it does make an excellent weight loss strategy. Legs are very heavy.
How's your health now?
It's great. I need to see it for 14 months.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I'm very lucky.
Hey, listen, Gus. You have to understand, Hazel's still pretty sick. And she will be the rest of her life. And she's going to want to keep up with you. She's that kind of girl, but the truth is, her lungs...
Ready, Gus?
Yeah.
All right. See you soon.
All right.
Oh, such a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Is this where you take all of your romantic conquests?
Yeah, every last one of them. That's probably why I'm still a virgin.
You are not still a virgin. Are you really?
Let me show you something. See this circle? That is the circle of virgins.
Uh-huh.
And this is 18-year-old Zeus with one leg.
Oh.
So yeah. Funky Bones by Jop van Lieshout.
He sounds quite Dutch.
And he is. Much like Rick Smith. And tulips. Sandwich?
Let me guess.
Dutch cheese and tomato. Sorry, the tomatoes are Mexican.
How dare you?
How cool is this? They're using a skeleton as a playground. Think about that.
We do love your symbols.
Speaking of which, you're probably wondering, why you're sitting here eating a bad cheese sandwich and drinking orange juice with a guy in a Rick Schmitz jersey?
It actually has crossed my mind.
Well, Hazel Grace, like so many before you, and listen, I say this with the utmost of affection, you used your wish moronically.
Okay, we've been through it. I was 13.
Hush! I am in the midst of a grand soliloquy here. You were young, impressionable, the Grim Reaper staring you right in the face, and it led you to rush into making a wish you didn't really want. But how could little Hazel Grace, having never read an Imperial Affliction, know that her one true wish was to visit Mr. Peter Van Houten in his Amsterdam exile?
But I didn't save it. so...
It's a good thing I saved mine.
So you're saying...
I'm not going to give you my wish or anything, Hazel. If that's what you're thinking. However, you know, I too have an interest in meeting this Mr. Peter Van Houten, and I don't really think it would make much sense to meet him without the girl who introduced me to the book in the first place, now would it? So I talked to the genius, and they're all for it. We leave in a month.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Oh my God! I got this! Thank you. Apparently, I don't know if they do it that often, but they're willing to bring me to, and...
That's incredible. Hazel, that's so beautiful.
I know.
I'm a little insane.
Oh, it's super insane. It's crazy.
Well...
It's Amsterdam.
He just met you.
I know.
And he's giving you his wish.
Well, we're sharing the wish. We're sharing it.
That's sweet. Unless...
What?
Is your boyfriend that...
Stop it. Do not. He is not my boyfriend. Mom, focus. We're talking about Amsterdam. I like him so much. Stop. Pay attention, please. Can I go?
Right. As your mom, I love this idea. And I think we should talk to Dr. Maria.
Okay.
I don't know.
But you said that the PET scan was encouraging.
Well, the PET scan is encouraging, but we don't know how long I'll stay that way.
I'm not seeking political asylum. It's a few days. It's a vacation.
It's true.
What if you get sick in a foreign country?
They have doctors in Amsterdam. They have cancer.
Well, not all cancers are alike, and yours is particularly unusual, Hazel. The only way I could ever authorize a trip like this would be if someone familiar with your case...
What if my mom came?
Wait,
what? What if you came? I'm sure the genies would hook up. They're loaded.
That just might work.
And then this happened.
Tumor growth. No new tumors in your body. We're so relieved.
It's just a thing, Hazel. The thing we can live with.
Miss Lancaster. How's she doing?
Better. Yeah, thank you. Much, much better.
They won't let me in. It's like family only.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, yeah, no, I get it. Wait, could you just tell her I was here?
Yeah, of course. Of course I will. Okay. Hey, Gus, listen, why don't you go home? Get some rest.
Normally the tumors start resisting the treatment, and that hasn't happened here yet. On the other hand, the drug may be worsening the edema.
Truth is, very few people have been on phalanxophore as long as Hazel has. We really don't know the long-term effects.
What we're trying to do is prevent endothelial growth, which, when overexpressed, can contribute to disease, decay, vascular inhibition, and the spread of the tumors we're working so hard to eradicate. The survival rate of patients with severe endothelial growth decreases. increases exponentially the more the condition advances.
You can let go of me. I'm not going to make a mom anymore.
I have a question.
Yes, Hazel.
Can I still go to Amsterdam?
That would not be wise at this juncture.
Why not?
Is there any way we can make that trip happen?
It would increase some risks.
And so does going to the mall.
Yes, but an airplane?
But they have oxygen on airplanes.
You're stage 4.
This is an opportunity that I may never get again. Ever. If the medication is working, I don't understand why...
Perhaps there's a scenario.
No. I don't know any other way to say this, Hazel. You're just too sick. I'm sorry.
Sorry, she's asleep. Yeah, okay. All right, bye-bye.
I know what you're thinking. It's not fair to him. It's not. He doesn't need this in his life. And nobody does. A lot more trouble than it's worth.
No, you're right. Mom and I were just saying the same thing. I mean, could be time we toss you out on the street. Drop you off in an orphanage somewhere and make you their problem. I'm serious. We're not sentimental people.
Walking on the rooftops, talking of time. River eyes are glowing like the sea. Arms on the ledge, looks so good. Ah, it's a long way down. It's like a long way down. It feels like a long.
I got this.
Are you okay?
No.
What's the matter? Talk to me.
I don't know. Everything. I want to go to Amsterdam, Cass. And I want Ben Houghton to tell us what happens after his book. I also don't really want this particular life. But it's really just the sky. The sky is making me sad. And there's this pathetic old swing set that my dad built for me when I was a kid. And... everything, I guess.
Well, I demand to see this swing set of tears.
I do see your point. This is one sad swing set.
Hazel Grace, I hope you realize you trying to keep your distance from me in no way lessens my affection for you. All your efforts to keep me from you are going to fail.
Look, I like you. And I like hanging out with you and everything, but I can't let this go on any further.
Why not?
Because I don't want to hurt you.
I wouldn't mind.
No, you don't understand.
I do understand.
No, you don't understand.
No, I know what
understand.
You're trying to say. And I, Hazel, I'm saying I wouldn't mind. It'd be a privilege to have my heart broken by you. Hazel, I'm...
Gus, I'm a grenade. One day I'm going to explode. And I'm going to obliterate everything in my wake. And I don't know. I feel like it's my responsibility to minimize the casualties.
A grenade?
And that's why I don't have a hamster.
Well, we gotta do something about this friggin' swing set.
Okay. Swing set needs home.
Desperately lonely swing set needs loving home.
Lonely, vaguely pedophilic swing set seeks the butts of children.
No.
I like it.
That's why. Huh. In case you're wondering, that's why I like you, Hazel Grace. You're just so busy being you, you have no idea how utterly unprecedented you are.
You can't say stuff like that.
Well, that's how I speak to all my friends. I know. Friends.
Friends. Can't do that. Word via the genies and you'll be visiting us and we got slaughtered from your mother on the floor. Mom?
Yeah?
Mom!
Sorry.
Did you email the genies to tell them that the trip was off? Because Van Houten's assistant just emailed me and she said that she thinks we're still coming. What?
Oh, I was supposed to tell you with your dad.
Mom.
We're going to Amsterdam.
We're going to Amsterdam?
We're going to Amsterdam. We figured the whole thing out. We're going.
Oh my God, Dr. Maria,
everybody knows. But only for 3 days, not six.
Oh my God.
But everything. An oncologist is set there. Everything. We're so good.
I love you so much.
I love you.
We're going to Amsterdam.
approximate, but you've got a phone call to make. Call him!
Okay, Lungs. You keep your shit together for 1 week, you got it? One more week.
I travel in style or I don't travel at all.
You didn't know?
Well, we're going to Amsterdam.
We are going to Amsterdam right now.
Hello, Lancaster.
Gus. Hey, nice to see you. I'll take that shirt.
Gus, you're so inventive.
Okay, Hazel Grace?
Okay. What's in your nose?
Jackie, I'm really sorry about that.
No, it's totally fine. It's called a cannula. It helps me breathe. See this little friend right here? He feeds oxygen through your tube.
Would it help me breathe too?
Maybe. Do you want to try it? Okay. Come here. There you go.
Tickles.
Wow, yeah, that's something.
I think I'm breathing better.
Well, I would love to give it to you, but I kind of could use the help.
Thanks for letting me try it.
You're welcome.
All right, Jackie, let's go. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
I think that's us.
We are going to Amsterdam.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ugh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Wait, what?
Here.
I'm sorry
Gross.
About that.
Get out of here. Stop it. Have you never been on a plane before?
No.
It's exciting. Sir, there's no smoking on this plane. Or any plane.
I don't smoke.
Yeah, no, it's just a metaphor. He puts the killing thing in his mouth, but he doesn't actually give it the power to kill him.
Well, that metaphor, it's prohibited on today's flight.
Flight attendants, prepare for takeoff, please.
Okay. Yes, this is what it's like to drive in a car with you.
Ha ha. Oh.
Oh my God, we're flying.
Oh my God, we're flying.
We're
flying.
Look at the ground. We're
so... Nothing has ever looked like this in all of human history. Look at the cars. Like,
you two are so adorable.
We're just friends.
Oh, she is. I'm not.
Oh my. Whoa.
From her, you bitch.
Oh, I'm gonna check it then.
We better get you dressed because you have reservations for two tonight for dinner at Orangy.
Oh.
And it says enjoy, Mr. Peter Van Houten. So I looked it up and it sounds amazing. The guidebook says it's fancy and very romantic. Right? Fancy.
Oh, God.
Okay, what? What will you wear?
Is that for me? Oh my God, it's so beautiful.
I'm just saying.
You're just saying? What, you're saying that you're totally fine with your teenage daughter running free with an older boy in a city that's famous for its vice and debauchery is totally fine with you?
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what I'm saying. Gus. Oh, you look so handsome.
Thank you, ma'am.
Wow. Hazel, Gus is here. Looking incredible. I hear this restaurant is unbelievable.
Wow.
What?
You look gorgeous.
Whoa. That is amazing.
Do you know what Don Perignon said after he invented champagne? Come quickly, he said. I'm tasting the star. Welcome to Aranya. Would you like a menu or will you have the chef's choice?
Chef's choice? Sounds wonderful. And sir, something tells me we are going to need a little bit more of this.
We've bottled all of the stars for you this evening, my young friends. Dragon carrot risotto for the lady. And for the gentleman.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
I want this dragon carrot risotto to become a person so that I can take it to Vegas and marry it.
I like your suit.
Thank you. It's the first time I've ever worn it.
That's not the suit you wear at a funeral?
No. That one is not nearly this nice. When I first got sick, they told me I had an 85% chance of being cancer-free. Great odds, but that meant a year of torture, the loss of my leg, and still a 15% chance it might fail. Just before the surgery, I asked my parents if I could buy a really nice suit.
So it's your death suit?
That's what it is.
I have one of those. I got it for my 15th birthday. A dress. I don't necessarily think I'd wear it on a date, though.
So we're on a date?
Hey, you watch it.
We are Mr. and Mrs. Waters.
Oh, that's just because you can't think
anymore. We should be on, if they ask. You know?
Oh, hey, remember what you said about Vegas?
Yeah.
Do you think I can join in on that deal?
God?
Maybe.
How about angels?
No.
Afterlife?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. I guess I wouldn't go as far as to say no, but I would like some evidence. What about you?
Absolutely.
Really?
I mean, not like a heaven where you ride in a unicorn all day and live in a mansion made of clouds, but yes, I definitely believe in something. I mean, otherwise, what's the point?
Maybe there is no point.
I won't accept that. I am in love with you. You heard me. I am in love with you. And I know that love is just a shout into the void, and that oblivion is inevitable, and that we're all doomed, and that one day all of our labors will be returned to dust. And I know that the sun will swallow the only earth we will ever have. And I am in love with you. Sorry.
More stars?
No, thank you. I think we'll just have the check.
No, sir. Your meal has been paid by Mr. Van Houten.
But Van Houten will get it. There are like 50 Magritte references in an imperial section.
This is not a pipe.
But it is a pipe. But it's not. It is a drawing of a pipe. See? A drawing of a thing is not the thing itself. Nor is a t-shirt of a drawing of a thing the thing itself.
Hey, you. When did you get so grown up?
Who's ready for some answers?
Me!
Hi, I'm Augustus.
Excuse me.
Hazel.
Please come in.
Thank you.
Peter, they're here.
Who the hell is they, Levi?
They are Augustus and Hazel, the young fans with whom you'll be corresponding.
The Americans?
You invited them. Please come in.
You know why I left America, Levi. I never have to encounter Americans.
You're American.
Incurably so. Get rid of them.
I will not do this, Peter. Please, be nice. Come in, please. Sorry, let me clear this for you. Thank you.
Which of you is Augustus Waters?
I am. And that's Hazel.
Mr. Van Houten, thank you so much for writing back to us.
Clearly an errant judgment. Yours are the first missives to which I've replied. Look where you got me. Scotch?
No, thank you.
Just me then, Levi. Another scotch and soda, please.
Perhaps some breakfast first, Peter?
She thinks I have a drinking problem.
I also think the earth is round.
So, you like my book?
We'd love your book.
Yeah.
We love it. Augustus, he made his wish meeting you so that we could talk.
No pressure.
Did you dress like her on purpose?
Kind of.
And incidentally, sir, we both really wanted to thank you for dinner last night and for the champagne.
It was amazing. It was magical.
We bought them dinner last night.
With our pleasure.
You've come a long way. What can I do for you?
We have some questions, obviously, about what happens at the end of your book. Specifically to those who Anna leaves behind. You know, her mom, the Dutch tulip man.
How familiar are you with Swedish hip-hop?
I would say limited.
Levi, play Bumfarolala immediately.
Okay.
The voices are saying, but what the voices are feeling.
Are you messing with us? Like, is this some sort of performance?
Just sit down. All right, so at the end of the book...
Let's imagine you're racing a tortoise. The tortoise has a 10-yard head start. And the time it takes you to run 10 yards, the tortoise has moved maybe 1 yard and so on, forever. You're faster than the tortoise, but you can never catch him, you see. You can only decrease his lead. Now, certainly you can run past the tortoise as long as you don't contemplate the mechanics involved. But the question of how... turns out to be so complicated that no one really solved it until Cantor's proof that some infinities are bigger than other infinities. I assume that answers your question.
Hazel, I'm sorry. I have no idea what's going on.
You seem so intelligent in print, Mr. Waters. Has the cancer found its way into your brain?
Peter. Can we for 1 second just focus on Anna? Please. I understand that the story ends in the middle of a sentence because she dies or that she becomes too sick to continue.
I am not interested in talking
about
that
book. But that doesn't mean that her family and her friends don't have a future, right? Right?
I said I'm not interested.
But you promised!
Nothing happens! They're fiction! They cease to exist the moment the novel ends.
But they can't! I get it in a literary sense or whatever,
I can't
but,
do this, Lady Vi.
It's impossible
I will not
to
indulge
what...
your childish whims. I refuse to pity you in the manner in which you're accustomed.
Katie, I do not want your pity.
Of course you do. Like all sick kids, your existence depends on it. You are fated to live out your days as the child you were when diagnosed, a child who believes there is a life after a novel ends. And we, as adults, we pity this. So we pay for your treatments, your oxygen machines.
Peter,
you
that's enough.
You are a side effect to an evolutionary process that cares little for individual lives. You are a failed experiment in mutation.
Listen, douchebag. There's nothing that you're going to tell me about my disease that I don't already know. Okay, I came here for one thing and one thing only. That is for you to tell me what happens at the end of this goddamn book.
I can't tell you.
Bullshit.
I can't.
Make something up!
I want you to leave. Have you ever stopped to ask yourself why you care so much about your silly questions?
Go fuck yourself.
It's okay. It's okay. I'll write you a sequel. It'll be better than any piece of shit that drunk guy could write. It'll have blood and guts and sacrifice. You'll love it.
That's why I spent your wish on that asshole.
No, you did not spend it on him. You spent it on us.
Hey, Selena, I'll get this. I'm very sorry. Circumstances have made him cruel. I thought meeting you would help him. That he could see that his work has shaped real lives. But... very sorry. Perhaps we can do some sightseeing? Have you been to the Anne Frank house?
I'm not going anywhere with that man.
No. He's not invited. I'm afraid there's no elevator.
Oh, that's all right. I mean, well, there are many stairs. I can do it.
You know, Hazel, we don't have to do
it. I can do it. Let's go. Hans auf Medina. Thank you, Val.
Frank's family came from Frankfurt in Germany. Anne Frank's diary would become world famous.
It's difficult in times like these. It's a wonder I haven't abandoned all my ideals. They seem so absurd and impractical. Yet I cling to them because I still believe, in spite of everything, that people are truly good at heart.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll carry it, don't
I? I got it. Wow.
So this is the actual bookcase that hit the Frank family.
Wow.
Young to deal with these problems, but they keep thrusting themselves on us until finally we're forced to think up a solution.
You okay, Hazel?
Yeah.
No, you take your time. Sorry.
No problem.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And yet, when I look up at the sky, I somehow feel that everything will change for the better. That this cruelty too will end.
You okay?
As it should be. God wishes to see people happy. Where there's hope,
Hazel,
there is life.
This is it, look.
Well.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Thanks. The only member of the Frank family to survive was Otto. And father.
At such moments, I can't think about the misery, but about the beauty that still remains. Try to recapture the happiness within yourself. Think of all the beauty in everything around you. And be happy.
And the way you fall asleep. Slowly. And then all at once.
Off.
What?
My leg. You know, just
just so you're prepared.
Get over yourself.
Wait.
I can't stop. Oh, my God.
I can't believe you call him douche pants.
I know.
You did. How did you come up with that?
I don't know. It just came out. I was so angry.
What a monster.
Mom was awful.
Then what happened?
We went to Anne Frank's house.
You did.
It was really awesome.
Incredible.
It was so awesome.
And after that?
Oh, we just fucked her up.
That sounds lovely.
Oh my gosh, we probably still have a few hours, right? Should we go to the Van Gogh Museum?
Whatever you want.
Probably don't have time to do everything, but
you're gonna have to come back and ball.
Could you just not be ridiculous right now, please?
Hazel, not being ridiculous. I'm being positive.
Miss Lancaster? Do you think Hazel and I can just have, like, a little time alone?
Sure, Gus. I am going to run to the room and be ready whenever you guys want to do something.
Want to go for a walk? So just before you went into the hospital, there was this... I felt an ache in my hip. So I had a PET scan. And it lit up like a Christmas tree. Lining my chest, my liver, just everywhere. I'm sorry. Should have told you. Apparently the world is not a wish-granting factory.
Hey, listen. Don't you worry about me, Hazel Grace, okay? I'm gonna find a way to hang around here and annoy you for a long time. Absolutely ludicrous if we just made out right now.
Probably.
They're good. They're not in my head is the only problem besides that.
Well, it appears my entire body's made out of cancer now, so sorry to one up you, dude.
Did you write his eulogy yet?
Dude.
What?
What? Did this thing
I haven't told you yet, Isaac.
What are you talking about?
Oh. Sorry.
Augustus?
I need speakers at my funeral. So I was hoping that you and Isaac, but mostly you, would be kind enough to whip something up.
I would love to do that.
Thank you.
You guys are cute. Makes me sick. You guys are gross.
Have you heard from Monica?
Nope, not a thing.
She hasn't even texted you to make sure you're okay.
Not once.
I hate that girl.
But there are tons of other girls. You guys don't have to worry about me. I'm, like, in support group. There's this new girl, and she is humongous.
I don't even know that.
I'm blind, but I'm not that blind.
Hazel Grace?
Hmm.
You happen to have $5.
Okay, so now what?
Hey, guys. I smell eggs. Good eggs? There?
There.
Mm-hmm.
Nervous. Is Monica in there?
It doesn't matter where Monica is.
Okay.
It's not about Monica.
I just feel like she's
going to
be... Okay. Can I have an egg?
Hazel Grace, egg me.
Egg.
Isaac.
All right, here we go.
You
All
got
right.
this.
Come on.
I didn't hear anything.
It's all right. A little more to your left.
Wait, throw to my left or should I aim a little left?
Aim left.
Okay.
Lefter.
Gus, I think we should wait until dark.
It's all dark, Isaac.
Dude, I'm not deaf. I'm just blind, so I can hear when you make fun of my disability, and I don't love it.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Just
where do I throw this?
Throw
way?
Hard. Yes. Yes!
Yay!
What? What? I hit it! I hit it! Ugh!
Now I know exactly where to line
it
up.
That
was so exhilarating!
keep
going.
More.
Okay.
Keep throwing. Give me more. Give me more. Oh, stop. No. Hello? Are you Monica's mother?
I am.
Hello, ma'am. Your daughter, she's done a great injustice, so we've come here seeking revenge. You see, we may not look like much, but between the three of us, we have 5 legs, 4 eyes, and 2.5 working pairs of lungs, but we also have 2 dozen eggs, so if I were you, I would go back inside.
It actually worked? Yep. That was the stupidest piece ever. That actually worked?
There you go. Call somebody.
No, please don't call 911. Please don't call my parents or not. I will never forgive you if you call them.
Gus, what are you doing? What are you doing here?
I wanted to buy cigarettes. I don't know what happened to my pack. I might have lost it or something, or they took it, but I wanted to do something for myself. You know, I wanted to do it myself.
Please, I have to call 911.
No.
I have to.
No.
Hi. 911?
I
need an ambulance.
I hate my...
On First Avenue. Name's Hazel Grace Lancaster. Please hurry. We're in a silver Jeep at the gas station.
I wish I could say that Augustus Waters kept his sense of humor till the end. That not for a single moment did his courage waver. But that is not what happened.
It's so much. It's so stupid.
dating rule.
Maybe it's okay. It's okay.
Hazel?
Mm.
You tell me a story?
A story?
Or like, poem?
Yeah, I do know. I know a poem.
You tell me?
The Red Wheelbarrow by William Carlos Williams. So much depends on a red wheelbarrow, glazed with rain, water, beside the white chickens. No, of course not. So much depends upon a blue sky cut open by the branches of trees. So much depends upon the transparent G-tube erupting from the belly of the blue-lipped boy. So much depends on the observer of the universe. What's he doing?
He's had a tough night, Hazel. His blood pressure's low. His heart.
What about the chemo?
They're gonna stop the chemo.
Can I see him?
Tell him you were here.
I'm just gonna hang out for a while, if you don't mind. What are you thinking about?
Oblivion. I know it's kid stuff or whatever, but you know, I always thought I would be a hero. I always thought I'd have a grand story to tell. You know, something they'd publish in all the papers. And I mean, I was supposed to be special.
You are special.
Yeah, I know, but you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean, I just don't agree with you.
You know this obsession you have with being remembered?
Don't get mad.
I am mad. I'm mad because I think you're special. And is that not enough? You think that the only way to lead a meaningful life is for everyone to remember you. For everyone to love you. Guess what, Gus? This is your life. Okay, this is all you get. You get me, and you get your family, and you get this world, and that's it. And if that's not enough for you, then I'm sorry, but it's not nothing. Because I love you. And I'm going to remember you.
I'm sorry. You're right.
I just wish you would be happy with that.
Hey. It's a good life, Hazel Grace.
It's not over yet. One of the less bullshitty conventions of the cancer genre is the convention known as the last good day. When it seems like the inexorable decline is suddenly plateaued, when the pain is just for a minute bearable. The problem, of course, is that there's no way of knowing that your last good day is your last good day. At the time, it's just another decent day. Hello, Augustus.
Good evening, Hazel Grace. Quick question for you. Did you ever write that eulogy I asked you to prepare?
I may have.
Do you think you could find your way down to the literal heart of Jesus in the next few minutes?
Maybe. Is everything okay?
I love you, Hazel Grace.
Can I have the key?
Oh. Where are you going?
I have to go.
Hazel, you have to be hungry. You didn't even eat lunch.
I'm just not hungry.
Have a little Hazel, salad or something. You cannot not
I'm aggressively
eat.
Unhungry.
Hazel, I know Gus is sick, but you got to take care of
Mom,
yourself.
This has nothing to do with Gus.
Well, then you've got to stay healthy. Come on, just eat something, honey.
Stay healthy? Okay, I'm not healthy, and I'm going to die. Do you realize that I'm dying, and you're going to be here, and you're not going to have anyone to look after or hover around, and you're not going to be a mother anymore, and I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do about that, so can I please go?
Hazel,
why would you say
do not to me?
Because you said that. What are you talking about? In the ICU.
Hazel, that's not the truth. I was wrong. All right? Even if you died.
When?
Even when you die. Always be your mother. It's the greatest thing I'll ever be.
That is my biggest fear, Mom. When I am gone, you're not going to have a life anymore. You're just going to sit and you're going to stare at walls or you're going to off yourselves or...
Hazel, honey, we're not going to do that. Losing you? That is going to hurt like hell. But you of all people know it's possible. You just do it. I'm taking classes in social work.
Wait, you what?
Yeah, you know, if I can take what we've been through and help other people, maybe counsel families.
Mom, how could you not tell me this?
We didn't want you to feel abandoned.
You go.
Baby.
Straight ahead, yeah. To your left a little bit. That's yeah, right? Put your hand out. There's a podium to your right. Yeah, perfect.
Beautiful.
Hi.
You're late.
How are you doing? You look ravishing, Hazel Grace.
I know, right? What's going on, guys?
Tell her, Gus.
I wanted to attend my own funeral. I mean, I'm hopeful that I'll be able to attend as a ghost, but...
However, just in case it doesn't work out, I decided to plan this pre-funeral.
Ready? Augustus Waters was a cocky son of a bitch. But we forgave him. Not because of his superhuman good looks or because he only got 19 years when he should have gotten way more.
18 years, buddy.
Dude, come on. Really, I'm assuming you have a little more time, you interrupting bastard. Interrupt me in the middle of my eulogy. You're supposed to be dead. But, when the scientists from the future come to my house with robot eyes and they tell me to try them on, I'm going to tell those scientists to piss off because, Gus, I don't even want to see a world without you. I don't want to see a world without Augustus Waters. Then having made my point, I'll probably put the robot eyes on because, you know, come on, they're robot eyes. Sounds awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. This is just so hard. Godspeed.
Yeah.
He's just kind of getting in here.
Down to you, Hazel Grace.
Grace Lancaster. And Augustus Waters was the star-crossed love of my life. Ours is an epic love story, and I probably won't be able to get more than a sentence out without disappearing into a puddle of tears. Like all real love stories, ours will die with us, as it should. You know, I'd kind of hope that he'd be the one eulogizing me. Because there's really no one else. I'm not going to talk about our love story because I can't. So, instead, I'm going to talk about math. I am not a mathematician, but I do know this. There are infinite numbers between 0 and 1. There's 0.1, 0.12, and 0.112, and an infinite collection of others. Of course, there is a bigger infinite set of numbers between 0 and 2, or between 0 and a million. Some infinities are simply bigger than other infinities. A writer that we used to like taught us that. You know, I want more numbers than I'm likely to get. Thank God. Do I want more days for Augustus Waters than what he got? But Gus, my love, I cannot tell you how thankful I am. Our little infinity.
You gave me it forever. Within the numbered days. And for that I am eternally grateful. Augustus Waters died 8 days later in the ICU. When the cancer, which was made of him, stopped his heart, which was also made of him. It was unbearable. The whole thing. Every second worse than the last. One of the first things they ask you in the ER is to rate your pain on a scale from 1 to 10. I've been asked this question hundreds of times, and I remember once when I couldn't catch my breath and it felt like my chest was on fire. The nurse asked me to rate the pain. Though I couldn't speak, I held up 9 fingers. Later, when I started feeling better, the nurse came in and she called me a fighter. "You know how I know?" she said. "You called a 10 a 9. But that wasn't the truth. I didn't call it a 9 because I was brave. The reason I called it a 9 was because I was saving my 10. And this was it. This was the great and terrible 10.
Fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Augustus Waters fought hard for many years. His battle was a courageous one, and his strength...
What a load of shit, huh, kid?
...was a source of inspiration for each and every one of us. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord, for the life of Augustus Waters.
We need to take a prayer now.
For his strength and his courage. And Lord, we ask that you be with us today. That you be close, that you comfort his friends and family. Thank you for your presence, Lord. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now we are going to hear from Gus's special friend, Hazel Lancaster.
Not that it really matters, but as a girlfriend.
There's a beautiful quote in Gus's home that reads, if you want the rainbow, you have to deal with the rain. Even in his last few days,
I didn't believe a word.
He was always able to crack a smile.
But that's okay.
And to make you feel better.
I knew this was the right thing to do. Funerals, I decided, are not for the dead. They're for the living.
Hey, you want some company?
No, I'm okay. I'm just gonna drive for a bit. To myself. Love you. I'll see you soon, drive safe.
Your boy Waters and I corresponded quite a bit in his last days.
You read your fan mail now?
I wouldn't exactly call him a fan. He detested me. But he was quite insistent I attend his funeral and tell you what became of Anna and her mother, so here I am. And that's your answer. Omnis cellula e cellula. Life comes from life.
I'm really not in the mood.
You don't want an explanation?
No, I don't. Thank you. Have a great life.
You remind me of her.
I remind a lot of people of a lot of people.
My daughter was 8. She suffered beautifully for so long.
Did you have leukemia like Anna?
Just like Anna.
I'm very sorry for your loss.
And I'm sorry for yours, and sorry for ruining your trip.
You didn't ruin our trip. We had an amazing trip.
Are you familiar with the trolley problem? There's a thought experiment in the field of ethics known as the trolley problem. Philippa Foot was an English philosopher.
Oh, my God.
Hazel, I'm trying to explain something to you. I'm trying to give you what you wanted.
No, you're not. You are a drunk, and you're a failure, and I need you to get out of my car right now so that I can go home and be by myself and grieve.
You'll want to read this.
I don't want to read anything. Can you just get out of my car? Please get out of my car!
Can I come in? I'm so, so sorry. It was a privilege, though, wasn't it? To love him. gives you an idea how we feel about you.
Do you know if it hurt or whatever?
Apparently, he was struggling for breath for a long time, and then eventually he just went unconscious. It wasn't great or anything. Dying sucks.
Gus really loved you, you know?
I know.
He wouldn't shut up about it.
Yeah.
It was annoying. He talked about you so much.
I didn't find it that annoying.
I know. I know you do. Did you get that letter from your author friend?
No, it's not my friend. How do you know about that?
Well, I was talking to him at the cemetery, and he said he came all this way to give that letter to you.
Yeah, well, I'm over it. I have no interest in reading another word of that asshole's again.
No, he didn't write it. Gus wrote it.
What?
Apparently Gus wrote something down and then sent it to Van Houten.
Oh my God.
Mr. Van Houten, I'm a good person, but a shitty writer. You're a shitty person, but a good writer. I think we'd make a good team. I don't want to ask you for any favors, but if you have the time, and from what I saw you have plenty, please fix this for me. It's a eulogy for Hazel. She asked me to write one, and I'm trying. I could use a little flair. See, the thing is, we all want to be remembered. But Hazel's different.
Okay.
Hazel knows the truth. She didn't want a million admirers, she just wanted one. And she got it. Maybe she wasn't loved widely, but she was loved deeply. And isn't that more than most of us get? When Hazel was sick, I knew I was dying, but I didn't want to say so. She was in the ICU, and I snuck in for 10 minutes, and I sat with her before I got caught. Her eyes were closed, her skin pale, but her hands were still her hands. Still warm, and her nails were painted this dark blue-black color, and I just held them. And I willed myself to imagine a world without us, and what a worthless world that would be. She's so beautiful. You don't get tired of looking at her. You never worry if she's smarter than you, because you know she is. She's funny without ever being mean. I love her. God, I love her. I'm so lucky to love her, Van Houten. You don't get to choose if you get hurt in this world, but you do have a say in who hurts you. And I like my choices. I hope she likes hers. Okay, Hazel Grace?
Okay.
I can see the stars from America.
And never deleting.